This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Thank God it's Friday!
Light it up, baby!
Hey!
Jesus criminy.
This is Evander Holyfield, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Randy's on the sports scene. He's working all the time. Brings you all the scores you need, so get him on the line. Pick up the phone and call him now and say what's on your mind. They should pay him double, cause he's working overtime.
Evander Holyfield.
Craig LeBron,
Jim Palmer,
Tony Fernandez, Hardy Nickerson.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Randy.
This is Bill Murphy.
My two men, Randy Savage.
Drainage. Chris
Evert.
George Foreman, and I'm talking sports with Randy.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Randy Harris. I don't think he believes it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It's very important you don't stink today.
The Macho Man Randy Savage, and when I want to catch up on all the sports, I listen to the Randy Harris Show. That's the bottom line.
What is going on, everybody? It is another Friday. That can only mean one thing. It's time. It's time. I feel like, who yelled that? Was that Goldberg?
Time. No, it's Buffer.
Buffer? It's time?
Yeah.
What was Goldberg's? Oh, it's all over.
And here we go.
That's not too bad.
There's that one, and then, it's all over.
It's all over. It's hard to believe, and I know that we talked about it for almost an hour and a half on Wednesday on Knockout Radio. It's hard to believe it's been almost a week since McGregor Mayweather.
You know what? It's all over.
It is all over. Well, we will talk about it. We do need to touch base on that. But first and foremost, I'm having an argument with myself.
Arguing with myself.
Game 4 preseason.
Yeah.
It's awful. There were 16 people in the stands last night.
Yeah.
There was 4 media people there. It's awful. It's awful that you charge for it. It's awful. But isn't it a pretty important game?
Well, especially if somebody gets hurt.
Well, no, I'm not even talking about somebody getting hurt. I'm talking about, all right, I believe it was 36 or 37 guys didn't even dress out.
Mm-hmm.
So the 37 shoe-ins, the 37 that make or on the team, the 37 first string.
The guaranteed.
The guarantees. So as much as it's awful, as much as it's ridiculous to pay full price, you know, on and on and on and on and on, 8 guys, 12 guys, whatever, are fighting for jobs still.
Well, that's the thing. It's an important game. It's important game for a very small handful of people. So that's what you have to really push for, is trying to make that difference in game 4. If it doesn't happen, then you're hoping, you're praying that you get added in, but
I got to interrupt.
Yeah.
All right. So somebody showed this to me last night,
okay,
and I put it on my book of face.
Okay.
And a lot of people have responded.
Okay, I think I know where you're going.
But first, let me read what was sent to me last night.
Okay.
Redskins, a press release.
Yeah.
Redskins drop offensive name.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's been talked about for a long time, and with this world that we live in today, blah, 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 blah. So this is a press release that was sent to me last night. The Washington Redskins finally dropped offensive name. Mm-hmm. What? Dan Snyder, owner of the NFL Redskins, has announced today that the team is dropping Washington from the team name. And with it, and it will henceforth be simply known as the Redskins. It was reported that he finds the word Washington imparts a negative image of poor leadership, mismanagement, corruption, cheating, lying, and graft. And it is not a fitting role model for young fans of football. All right, so people put things up. Blah, 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 blah. This one person responded. Are you ready for this?
Mm.
Please tell me this guy is just kidding and not a moron. I thought the whole problem was Redskins.
It's called reading through the lines, understanding sarcasm.
Oh, my God.
This is somebody who is on your Facebook.
Book of face, yeah.
So he's your friend.
Oh, I don't know if he's that. I'm hoping not.
So he's your social media acquaintance.
Well, I don't know how he got it because I'm not following him.
So what might have happened is if somebody else,
right,
that's a mutual friend,
did it. Okay.
Either liked it or commented, and then he saw it, and then decided to chime in with that golden nugget, because that's a thing of beauty. Once again, sarcasm.
Oh my God, pretty funny. I thought it was hilarious, so I didn't mean to change the thought, and I don't even know where we were. Oh, the fourth game. It's important. It's important to find those last couple guys, the role guys, you know, the practice squad guys. You can't tell what's going on. You can't tell how good or bad somebody is in practice. You know, what's
truly, yeah, because they're all walkthroughs. It's nothing that's game speed. And I would argue even preseason games aren't really game speed. Do you think that's there, that at some point in time, probably more so with the guaranteed starters, do you think they let up? Do you think they actually hold off and maybe pull up more so during the preseason to make sure that they're good for the regular season?
No, because it's hard to do that.
Okay.
You know, I talked to Jacquees Smith, who we're waiting to find out by, I think it's 4 o'clock tomorrow, whether he'll be put, whether he'll be put on the physically unable to perform, the 6 week PUP list or IR list,
yeah.
Or what they're going to do. And they've already started, you know, making some of the cuts. But like he said, we talked about it. I asked where he was at percentage wise, and I'm not going to repeat what he told me. But he said, cause I said, when you go out there, isn't it going to be hard to hold back if you're not 100%,
sure.
You know, how do you block out? And he goes, you can't. You just have to go balls to the wall and play.
So that's why it is important for a player not to come back too early.
Exactly. We had that talk.
Yeah, that's hugely important.
You know, and I'm going to probably get in trouble for saying this. Shocking. I would rather see Jacquees Smith play somewhere else than play now hurt. And hurt his career, and possibly
end his career.
Exactly.
At that point.
You know, I mean, I said, you know, we talked about no matter what, we'll be friends, blah, 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 blah. I'd like him to stay because he's going to be involved in the 2017 Players Show. But
which starts 10 days from today.
Yeah.
10 days.
September 11th.
Yeah.
I don't say the date. I just say September 11th.
Yeah.
Because I hate saying the other stuff. Yeah. Week one, we will have – it's going to be kind of a good show, a morbid show, you know, without Richard being there. We're going to give away the autographed mini helmet from
Jameis, right?
Jameis Winston. We have a original grain watch we're going to give away. We have some other little cool things. Our guest that night will be Caleb Beninat and Noah Spence. And I don't know if I talked about this week before or even 2 weeks ago. I don't remember when it happened. But Simeon Rice seeked out Noah Spence.
Okay.
To help him, to work with him.
I'd say that's a pretty good guy to have as your mentor.
Yeah. I was pretty happy about it for him.
Now, did Noah give any indication as to why Simeon did that?
Well, Simeon gave indication on why.
He said why?
Yeah.
He chose Noah?
He said that he's going to be a superstar. You know, he likes his demeanor. He likes everything about him. And he liked him.
Huh.
He was willing to learn, you know, all that kind of stuff. So,
gotcha. Interesting.
I'm trying to get some of the Buccaneer press releases as we're talking.
Well, speaking of press releases, we had on Wednesday, it was announced that Robert Griffin, hurt, signs a contract extension, a 1-year contract extension.
Yep.
Found that interesting.
I did too.
And then, obviously, Fitzpatrick got a lot of playing time last night.
And he's not very good.
So, I'm looking at an article right now that is indicating that his stock value could have gone up based on his performance last night. Fitzpatrick's.
Yeah, it didn't go up.
Okay, yeah, I'd like to hear your thoughts on the actuality.
Don't you think it's weird that a player is hurt, a player is put on IR?
Mm-hmm.
And signs an extension.
Absolutely.
When he was in a battle with Ryan Fitzpatrick to stay on the team. I think right there it tells you, you know, where we are, that Ryan Fitzpatrick wasn't going to stay.
Yeah.
But now he'll stay long enough until
Robert comes back.
Right, until Ryan Griffin comes back.
Ryan Griffin, sorry. I'm thinking RG3.
I tried to do.
I did that a couple times.
Yeah, when you first said it, I thought you said Robert Griffin. I'm thinking RG3. Where did he sign? what's going
what
on?
What happened?
With him? Yeah,
that was my bad.
You know, did I miss something?
Ryan Griffin
or whatever. But yeah, so with the re-signing of Ryan Griffin, I think that's the telling sign, because you're not going to keep four quarterbacks. I don't think you're going to make. Well, I mean, I guess you could. I don't think Ryan's making that much. He wasn't making that much money, but if they re-signed him, he's past his rookie deal.
Yeah.
And then you see the Buccaneers just did some kind of clause to extend Mike Evans' rookie deal another year.
They did?
Yeah.
He allowed that?
I guess it was in the wording.
Really?
You know, that they have the option of whatever. So.
Wow. Good for the Bucks. I mean, that saves them money because he's worth way more than his rookie deal.
Absolutely. And I don't know if Ed's available to answer this. And I asked a few people last night who claim to know all the Buccaneer stuff but couldn't answer this question. I don't claim any of that stuff. But I read somewhere that Ryan Griffin is the first quarterback to re-sign here in Tampa. Now, go all the way back and
wow.
I don't know. You know, we looked up. Brad Johnson was only here a couple of years. We know Trent was only here a couple of years. Obviously, Steve Young, Doug Williams. I don't know if any quarterback, you know, re-signed. So it would be kind of funny if this is the first quarterback to
re-sign.
And
he's on the IR.
Yeah.
Wow. That's very interesting little bit of Buck trivia right there. Who is the only quarterback to have re-signed?
If that's true. But we don't do research, so we guess. All right. We do have some tickets to give away, some passes to give away to, what is it?
Gecko Fest.
Gecko Fest.
Yes.
And for those smarties out there, they're going to say, hey, dude, it's a free event. This is true. But the tickets that we have enables you to eat lunch or dinner for free. It enables when it rains, not if, when it rains tomorrow. Right. That you can go into the air-conditioned facility that is just set up as long as you have these media passes. So if you would like to go out to that, hit us up, send us an email, Twitter, however you want to get in touch. I did drop off about 4 packs yesterday to Got Split Ends. You could give, I almost called him Cliff. Mick.
What?
I almost called Mick Cliff. I'm thinking Cliff. Give Mick a call over at Got Split Ends, see if the tickets are still there. We also have some tickets to the Florida's largest home show. It's going on out at the fairgrounds. We're going to give some of those away, as well as we will have Brian Santos on in about a half an hour or so to talk about the home show. You can get more information on their website at bighomeshow.com. When we return, I want to rip the Texans.
Texans.
The Texans. That's the football team, I believe.
That is true.
I want to rip the Rangers.
Okay.
That's the baseball team, I believe.
In Arlington.
I want to rip both of them, and I will do such when we return. This is Talking Sports, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and the Staff Zone.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
Disney on Ice presents Frozen.
Elsa, do you want to build a snowman?
Join Anna, Elsa, and Olaf. Be a part of all the adventure, all the moments, and see Mickey, Minnie, Buzz, the Disney princesses, and more live on ice when Disney on Ice presents Frozen, the show worth melting for. Tickets on sale now. Playing at Amalie Arena September 29th through October 1st. For tickets and performance information, visit DisneyOnIce.com.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar.
Bar and Grill. Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg's Sports Bar and Grill.
Berg's Sports Bar and Grill.
Time. There never seems to be enough of it, and without time, how can you make healthy food needed to fuel your busy schedule? Forget wasting your valuable hours on food prep and dishes. Come to Fit Life Foods and grab the right meals to power you through your super packed days. Their 13,000 square foot culinary center services all of their locations in the Tampa Bay, Orlando, and South Florida areas, giving you access to more than 60 menu items to satisfy every craving. Can't make it to one of our stores? Go to eatfitlifefoods.com to schedule delivery right to your door. Don't know what to eat to achieve your goals? Schedule on free appointment with their wellness coaches to get you on the right track. And with their member meal accounts and recycle rewards program, it's easy to save. If they did any more, they'd be feeding it to you too. Fit Life Foods, powerfully good.
Check out our friends at West Chase Golf Club, just north of the airport off the Veteran Expressway, for a beautiful and challenging course. I've been out there many times and the greens are great. Quiet, upscale, but very public, West Chase is consistently ranked in the top 10 nationally and number one in the state of Florida for customer service by the National Golf Foundation. Ask about the Advantage Card. Just $25 for Florida residents and you'll get up to 40% off your greens fees, free use of the GPS system, and a bunch more. Log on to westchasegc.com for more. West Chase Golf Club. It's not private. You'll just think it is.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Boomer Esiason, and you're listening to Talkin' Sports with Randy Harris, so stay right there.
So Grossman jumps out of the plane on Sunday.
Perfectly good one.
A perfectly good one. So he's going to get that video. We'll attempt to not only watch it, put it on our book of face. Oh. I have some meetings next week to work on a new website. We could get it up on the website as well.
That'd be cool.
All right. So here's my vent. Here's my complaint. Here's my, are you kidding me? First, the Houston Astros, I guess, reached out. And again, I'm going to make up a lot of this stuff because we don't do exact research. But I would assume that the Houston Astros, well, I do know this, reached out to the Texas Rangers about swapping home dates.
Okay.
Kind of hard to have played the last couple days in Houston. The Texas Rangers came up with many excuses, one being we couldn't get tickets sold in time. The one that bothered me the most, and as far as I'm concerned, would never, ever, ever, never support the Texas Rangers, is that this would affect them later on in the home stretch, the playoff stretch. I don't even know if they're in a playoff stretch. That they would have like 9 road games in a row.
So?
What?
Yeah.
People have lost everything. People have lost their lives. People have lost their homes. People have lost everything. And these babies, these multimillionaire babies and owners and whoever, they don't want to be on the road 9 days in a row. I don't care if you're on the road 6 months in a row. Are you kidding me?
Texas is 14 games back in the AL West.
Good. I hope they never win another game.
Let's see where they are in the wild card. Houston is actually, since they're leading the West, they are...
Did Houston get a trade this morning?
Did they?
Just making sure.
Yeah, Texas is 4 games back in the wild card. Yeah, the whole guy named Dustin Verlander,
who's not a Cy Young Award winner because of 2 Tampa Bay Riders.
Exactly.
And Houston sits where?
Houston is number 1 in the AL West.
I was going to say, don't they have like the best record?
They're 80-53. Washington has 81 wins. They're 81-52. The Dodgers are 91-41. So there's only, 2 teams, and they're both in the National League, that have a better record. Houston has the best record in the AL.
I'm looking forward to seeing them in the playoffs. And with what's going on, you know, even though nobody's going to be watching in Houston,
yeah,
it's still one of those pound the chest. Is it ironic?
Well, it's kind of like the New Orleans
Saints.
Saints.
I was just going to say that. Isn't it ironic? The Saints won the Super Bowl.
Yeah,
with the Katrina and all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. So then, correct me if I'm wrong because I don't do research, week one, the Texans, what are they called? What the Houston Texans?
Houston Texans.
I was like, are they the Texas Texans? So the Texans play the Jaguars, right?
They do.
I guess it was reached out or somebody mentioned about swapping games there too. And to the best of my knowledge, the Texas Texans said no. They expect to play a home game next week.
That's going to be – that's ambitious. Now, I can see the thought process of wanting to maybe rally everybody. They need some sort of respite from all the grave danger they've been in. They need a little bit of break. But they also have some significantly higher priorities, too, than going to a football game.
Like getting out of a house? Did you see that somebody was fishing in their house? A fish was in their house. And they're fishing in the house.
That does not surprise me, though.
And they said what some people haven't realized, the dangers, obviously there's numerous, but the poisonous snakes that are floating. And then did you see the red ants?
They
all attach to each other?
Oh, I have seen that before, yeah.
And it looked like the blob or the glob or whatever.
Yeah, they make their own little raft. Because they're not heavy enough to break the water tension on the surface of the water, they actually hold on to each other and make a raft. And so they just float around, bebop around until they find somewhere to
sting.
To alight.
Yeah.
And then they bite the crap out of it.
So the Texas Texans don't want to move. Mm-hmm. The Texas Rangers don't want to move. And I don't know. I want to say this so badly, so I'm going to. Yes, J.J. Watt. Yes. But everybody's making J.J. Watt out to be this. All J.J. Watt did is go out and say, hey, send me some money. Let's donate some money. And I'm not saying that in a bad thing. It's just people are making him out to be the savior over other people that are also doing things. Yes, he took the platform, but it's not like he donated $15 million.
Yeah.
I mean, whatever he donated is still awesome.
Sure.
I'm just saying.
Is he doing it through his charity, though?
Yeah, he is.
So, I mean, there's that, too, because a lot of people are hesitant to give because they're unsure of how the funds will be allocated. So if he has been able to convince people to give money because it's through his charity and everybody knows that it's going to be utilized properly, get to the people who need it the most, then I think there is something to be said for that and an attaboy given specifically to him.
I think he wanted to originally raise like $200,000.
Yeah, it was $200,000, I think. And then it was, what, $10 million?
Well, it's up to $15.
It's $15 now?
Yeah. You know, a lot of celebrities, and, you know, I know The Rock donated, and a lot of them have done.
I know Jerry Jones, there was a telephone going on or something like that?
The players.
Dez Bryant.
Yeah, I think the players are doing it.
Was on the phone. Jerry Jones called Dez Bryant. He goes, hey, has anybody donated $1 million yet? And Dez said, obviously, no. Nobody's donated $1 million. And he goes.
Now, A, did he know it was Jerry Jones?
That's a good question. I don't know if he realized it when they were on the phone. But then Jerry said, well, now you have. I'm donating $1 million. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's very cool.
And they said this is three times worse than Katrina.
Actually, I think this is chalked up to be the most costly natural disaster in the history of the United States already.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, because you're talking about not only loss of life, you're talking about destruction, you're talking about rain damage, and then the further effects, how much it has now shot gas prices up now, stuff like that. There was a gas plant explosion that the flooding caused a power outage, which caused the refrigeration units for the gas to stop. And so there was a big explosion, sent 10 or 11 cops to the emergency room. Just all sorts of stuff happening because of this thing. And I do want to throw this out there. If for whatever reason you've been living under a rock and you aren't familiar with the Category 2 Hurricane Irma in the middle of the Atlantic, I think that everybody listening should be paying some very close attention. Just yesterday it was a tropical depression, so very quickly getting significantly bigger. And again, it's still quite a ways out, but could be coming right for us too. I mean, there's a high depression, high pressure up in the Bermuda area of the Atlantic, which could keep it pushed down, and this hurricane could go right over Cuba at a Category 4. And if that's the case, then it'll turn north, and that's us. So be very aware and cognizant that it might be a good time to start making some plans.
Well, fortunately, I'll be out of town.
You will.
Now, what happens to my home and all my stuff?
There is that.
There's that. But I'll be in Alaska, so I won't know much about it.
It's the whole coming back, though.
I'll stay in Alaska.
Oh, okay. All right.
You know, what's the catastrophes in Alaska?
Oh, yeah. Oil spills.
Okay.
You could be eaten
Darkness.
By a bear. You could freeze to death.
I'll come home. All right. When we come back, a few other things that we do need to talk about.
On a lighter note,
we'll talk. We didn't really talk at all. I don't know if Coach James is calling at the bottom of the hour or not. So when we come back, either him, you and I, or you and I will talk a little bit about Philadelphia, the Philadelphia Soul, that game, the crowd, and something that was told to me by the head. I don't even think he was head of security. I'm not sure what he is. He was head of something, which I found extremely interesting. So we'll get to that and a whole lot more. Plus, coming up momentarily in about 15 minutes, Brian Santos from the Florida Largest Home Show. I'm looking forward to going out there. I always get excited about doing some home projects. I never get them done, but I get excited about going to these home shows. So a whole lot more right here on Talking Sports, brought to you by Ape Man Strong and the Staff Zone.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12 draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The Press Box Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
Got bills? Looking for work? But nobody is hiring? Staff Zone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, Staff Zone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the Staff Zone way.
Disney on Ice presents Frozen.
Elsa, do you want to build a snowman?
Join Anna, Elsa, and Olaf. Be a part of all the adventure, all the moments, and see Mickey, Minnie, Buzz, the Disney princesses, and more live on ice when Disney on Ice presents Frozen, the show worth melting for. Tickets on sale now. Playing at Amalie Arena September 29th through October 1st. For tickets and performance information, visit DisneyOnIce.com.
Check out our friends at West Chase Golf Club just north of the airport off the Veteran Expressway for a beautiful and challenging course. I've been out there many times and the greens are great. Quiet, upscale, but very public. West Chase is consistently ranked in the top 10 nationally and number one in the state of Florida for customer service by the National Golf Foundation. Ask about the Advantage Card. Just $25 for Florida residents and you'll get up to 40% off your greens fees, free use of the GPS system, and a bunch more. Log on to WestChaseGC.com for more. West Chase Golf Club. It's not private. You'll just think it is.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Got Split End Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Got Split Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park or call them at 727-290-9873.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Keenan McCardell, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
One, two, one, two, three.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Ooh. Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah,
All right, we are back. One half down, one half to go. Did we already talk about the Mayweather-McGregor fight? Are we done that? Are we moving ahead?
Actually, we have not.
All right. You want to touch base on that for a second? Or it's old
news. As quickly as possible.
Okay, it's done. I thought it was better than I expected. I was okay with the fight. I thought Floyd allowed it to look more competitive than it did. I thought Floyd actually came to fight. You know, I don't watch a whole lot of boxing, but everything you ever hear about Floyd is how defensive and he runs and he boxes. I thought he kind of came at Connor.
He was the aggressor.
I thought he was, especially towards the end. He gave away the first, and I don't want to be disrespectful to Connor, and I think Ray Flores said the same, or that's really his statement, where he gave away the first four rounds. Connor took the first four rounds. I'm not sure which. The way Floyd didn't fight, let Connor tire himself out, all that kind of stuff. The thing that bothered me was on two of the cards, Floyd won rounds 2, 3, and 4 when he threw a total of maybe 4 punches.
Yeah, like nothing.
There is no way he won any of those first four. And for two of the three, and the other one I think only gave Connor 2 rounds. You know, I had him up 4-0 going into round 5. You know, I still didn't expect him to win. I thought he would lose by decision. But to go 9.5 with arguably the best boxer, well, definitely the best boxer of our generation.
Right now, yeah.
You know, you want to compare him with, you know, a Mike Tyson or a Sugar Ray Leonard or a Sugar Ray Robinson or, you know, Muhammad Ali or whatever, that's different. But, you know, of our generation, there is no doubt that Floyd Mayweather is the best, and his record shows that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, 50-0, I think, says a great, great deal.
Yeah, right.
So now the question is, does Conor McGregor come back to MMA? Does he come back and fight the winner of Kevin Lee and Tony Ferguson, which is next month for the fake title? There's talk that the next fight for Conor McGregor in MMA will be the trilogy with Nate Diaz.
Yeah.
But now, supposedly, Nate's people are saying that he wants between $20 and $30 million.
Which
I don't see it.
Will not happen.
Now, there's a lot of people who guarantee he will get it.
No. Nate will not. No, I think between the two of them, they might total 20 to 30 million.
I don't
think even as an MMA fighter, I don't think
there's that much money there.
Well, I don't think that Conor will get that much. It's a different sport. It's not when you're comparing the money. It's just he's had that taste of boxing, and that the money that comes along with a win or a lose does not matter. But with MMA, that money is just not there.
I'm going to agree to disagree, if that makes sense, or I'll disagree with agreeing with you. Because if Conor McGregor gets what Conor McGregor is about to get, I don't think Conor McGregor cares. Because they are now going to start negotiations with Conor McGregor and XTG LMNOP.
WMEIMG.
For ownership.
Okay.
And he has been kind of...
I had heard...
Well, Dana said they have to have the conversation. Now, again, 1%, 2%, whatever percent, what's 1% of $4 billion?
Yeah, it's going to be a lot more than
I think
anybody
it's 40
else.
Million.
40 million, yeah.
So he'll take 1%. He'll take 2%. He originally wanted 4 or 5, and Mark Wahlberg said, give him mine. Now, whether he meant it, whether they're going to do it, I don't know. Chalk is cheap. talk is cheap. So we'll see how that plays out. But they need to pay Conor. Ronda's now gone, who got married on Saturday night.
Well,
and I think 5 people cared.
And I think a big thing for Ronda now is WWE. And I think that there's already talks going on there potentially to bring her into the fold. I guess Triple H is saying that he's ready to offer her an opportunity within WWE right now, and that is per Damon Martin over at MMA Weekly. So I think that, I'm reading the article from Damon, but that was from Triple H on ESPN's First Take. So that was something that I think there's some very real potential there. And again, it keeps her out of MMA.
Yeah.
She's able to still make money and be in the limelight. And
she'll be scripted to win.
Exactly. With
she can get back on the winning track.
She needs a win. Let's go to the WWE.
Right.
But then also her movie or television opportunities that would come along with that as well.
Isn't she with The Rock's people?
The Rock's, yes, exactly. Same agent.
And is that associated with IMG Elemental P?
I don't know off the top of my head. I would actually be surprised if it wasn't. But let me see if I can dig into that a little bit.
Yeah, it takes too much time. We'll just say it is, or we'll just say it isn't. Pick one. I don't care, and we'll run with it. So this weekend, USF had a small struggle last week and then kicked it into to overdrive. Is it Stony Brook this week or last week?
This week. Last week was actually San Diego State.
Those powerhouses.
Yeah.
Expecting big, big things out of the USF Bowls this year.
I think so. I think especially, did I say San Diego State?
Yeah.
I meant San Jose State. Yeah, not the Aztecs. I don't know what San Jose State is. It was a 42-22 win. Especially with what they did last week.
And they were down. Were they down 9-0, 12-0? You know, they were down early and they fought it back. So I'm sorry to interrupt.
16.
Okay, 16-0. I know they had a turnover. They had a block.
Yeah, it was 16-0 after the first quarter. And then they came back and scored 28 in the second and pitched a shutout. So even going into the half, it was 28-16 for the Bulls. So they definitely showed a lot of heart and grit there.
And they're a ranked team. They were ranked 19 on the initial AP, USA, coaches, Alabama poll. How about Saturday? How about tomorrow?
Just put, what is that, Florida State, Alabama?
Yeah.
Gosh. Yeah.
Okay. I'm excited about it.
Okay.
You're not excited because it's Alabama? Get over it.
Right? Yeah. Well, no, I don't want either team to win because if I'm speaking not as a member of the media and if I'm strictly.
Okay, well, you are.
Speaking strictly as an Auburn fan, obviously there's the history between Auburn and Alabama, but then also FSU beat Auburn in the last BCS championship game, and it came down to one play, the fake punt on fourth down, where the Seminoles converted and took the lead later that drive. So,
pick one.
Oh, I absolutely picked the Noles.
As an Auburn fan.
As an Auburn fan. Now, putting the media hat on.
Now, as a respected media person,
it is,
and we'll pretend.
Yeah, it's really, really tough to ever pick against Alabama, especially how much hype there is behind this game. They always come to play in the big games. They're not going to look past Florida State at all. Obviously, SEC games are more important, but or the most important throughout the regular season. But this doesn't get any bigger, and it's first thing in the season. And I think that Alabama wants to really start this season off on the right foot, considering how the championship game went against Clemson. So they have a little bit of something to prove in that chip on their shoulder that could actually make them even more dangerous against the Noles in this gigantic clash.
And we can only hope for that. And then you have 16 Gators
that are going to be sitting.
That are sitting there. And now are there some Michiganians sitting as well?
I think there are, right? Some on both sides. But obviously, with how many starters and studs for Florida that are going to be sitting, it's going to be real tough for them to get over this deficit that they're putting themselves in, that they ended up putting themselves in.
Are coaches going to throw punches? Because I know that Harbaugh and
McElwain
are going back and forth and not revealing who's starting, who's a lot of animosity being thrown.
It is what it is. I think it adds a little bit to what's going on between the hash marks, if you will.
All right, I think it's about time we'll hit our final break of the afternoon. If you would like to go out to Florida's home show, Florida's biggest home show, the largest home show, it is a lot of fun. You know, you can just dream of doing some things. You don't even have to do them. Just go out there and, you know, talk to some people. You walk away with a yardstick every once in a while. You might get a bucket of paint. A lot of cool stuff that you can pick up out at the fairgrounds for the Florida's largest home show. If you'd like tickets, send an email through the website at knockoutradio.com. hit me up on Twitter at Knockout Radio. However you need to get in touch with me, feel free to do it. We also dropped off some tickets for Geico?
Gecko.
The geckos. So is Geico involved with the gecko?
They have their own gecko, but the official, unofficial mascot of Gecko Fest, or even actually, I think it's Gulfport, is the gecko.
Really? That Gulfport's mascot is a gecko?
And that's why it's called Gecko Fest, and there's actually multiple gecko events throughout the year, every year in Gulfport.
Interesting.
Yeah.
If you'd like to go out to that, yes, it's a free event, but with these tickets, you can get into the air-conditioned area. You can get lunch. You can get dinner, depending on whether you go for lunch or dinner. And you know what? I may have enough tickets that I can give you enough to go to lunch and dinner. So feel free to let me know that as well. All right. When we come back, we will talk for a few minutes with Brian Santos from the Florida's largest home show. That is today, tomorrow, Sunday, and Monday. And we may even talk a little more sports as well. This is Talking Sports, brought to you by Ape Man Strong and the Staff Song.
Is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Check out our friends at West Chase Golf Club, just north of the airport off the Veteran Expressway, for a beautiful and challenging course. I've been out there many times and the greens are great. Quiet, upscale, but very public, West Chase is consistently ranked in the top 10 nationally and number one in the state of Florida for customer service by the National Golf Foundation. Ask about the Advantage Card, just $25 for Florida residents, and you'll get up to 40% off your greens fees, free use of the GPS system, and a bunch more. Log on to westchasegc.com for more. West Chase Golf Club. It's not private. You'll just think it is.
Disney on Ice presents Frozen.
Elsa, do you want to build a snowman?
Join Anna, Elsa, and Olaf. Be a part of all the adventure, all the moments, and see Mickey, Minnie, Buzz, the Disney princesses, and more live on ice when Disney on Ice presents Frozen, the show worth melting for. Tickets on sale now. Playing at Amalie Arena September 29th through October 1st. For tickets and performance information, visit DisneyOnIce.com.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12 draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The Press Box Sports Emporium at 222 South Elm Avery in Tampa.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Warren Moon, former NFL quarterback, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
All right.
So I did some research over the break. I was right, actually, that it is the same agent who reps The Rock, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, and Ronda Rousey. His name is Brad Slater. He works for WME IMG, and he also is the agent for people like Michael Strahan, LeBron James, and Joanna Jędrzejczyk.
Kind of a big deal.
Kind of a big deal. He knows what he's doing.
Is he a local legend or a living legend?
Well, you're the local legend. I would say he's, I don't know. Don't you have to know legends?
No.
Okay, because he's a little bit more on, it took some digging to try to find any information on him.
I wouldn't necessarily say he's a legend, but no, we've already talked about this because, you know, who's the number one cricketer in the world? I don't know who that is. But he's known, right?
Right.
He would be a legend if he's the greatest cricketer. Is cricketer the right word? For a person who plays cricket?
I think it is. Yeah, cricketer.
You know, a badmintoner.
Badmintoner.
Yeah, who plays badminton?
Yeah.
With the shuttlecock and all that stuff in badminton.
I'd say he's a badminton player.
Badminton. Okay. It is what it is. So more cuts are slowly coming out. Joe Dirt, who it was pretty obvious last week on Hard Knocks that he wasn't going to make the team. He may make the practice squad, but I don't see him making the team at all. And it's a shame, but isn't that what Hard Knocks is kind of known for? That they go with the stars and then they go and they pick one or two, you know, of somebody to try to build a story with and then kind of watch what happens after that. You know, his story is good. You know, brother, uncle, father, a bunch of people have played in the NFL. But they made it clear, you know, Mike Smith made it clear that he couldn't make some plays. You know, was a little too slow to react. And you're not going to be able to keep a guy on the team like that. And it's a shame because I know people want to buy his jersey. I believe he's number 49. People want to go out there and buy it, but I don't know how many times they're going to make a jersey of a practice squad guy.
Yeah, that's probably not going to happen. Just saying.
The FSU-Alabama game, by the way, is in Atlanta. It's not a home game.
They do that a lot with big games.
It's the kickoff. It's
beginning.
Like the, which I kind of like. Good for, obviously, Atlanta, and it's not a home game unless you have that contract, the home-and-home kind of thing. And
it's really not that far for either team.
Right.
Either, so it's not like they have to fly cross-country or anything like that. That's a bus ride.
Well, I'm sorry, but Nick Saban doesn't take a bus. He's carried.
He has four people.
Right, queen style.
Carrying him from Tuscaloosa to Atlanta.
I could see that happen.
You think Jimbo Fisher does that?
No.
No?
No, he's not in that status. You think he's in that status?
I think he's got a little bit to go.
Well, that's what I'm saying. How many people are in that status?
I mean, even with what he has done to turn around Clemson, I don't think Dabo Swinney is in that either.
Not yet, but he very possibly could be the closest to it.
Yeah. But yeah, I don't know. You have to have a dynasty to get there, and nobody is there yet. Yeah, nobody.
So you're saying
he's
just
in a league of his
Saban,
own?
Really?
He is a college football coaching legend, living legend. Nick Saban. Yeah.
This is interesting. This just came across the wire.
Beep, 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 beep.
Le'Veon Bell fulfills promise by reporting to Steelers on September 1st.
Hey, okay.
He entered the facility today. He'd be back.
Did Joe Hayden sign with the Steelers?
That's what I heard.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, because, yeah, I had seen that was the most likely spot for him once he was cut.
He then, by the way, left the building. Bell. Came in.
He didn't stay for practice.
Nobody knows yet if he signed the tender. You know what his franchise tender is? $12 million.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
12.1.
It's pretty impressive. And correct me if I'm wrong, but he came in kind of all of a sudden. It was like just out of nowhere, everybody's talking about him because he's just running over and through everybody. He's doing so well.
Well, I saw one show, and I don't pay much attention. By the way, I went and worked a deal today for a massage company for the players' show. And we were talking, and I said how I lose concentration, and, you know, I don't pay attention, and more times than not, I don't even hear you when you talk. And the massage person thought it was funny. Yeah. But one of the shows that I did semi-pay attention to said, in their opinion, Bell is the best running back in football. Can you look at me like that for? You looked at me like, no, it's Elliot. Numbers yeah, don't lie.
Let's look up some numbers.
Now, the thing about Elliot, let's be honest, and Monday the appeal decision should be announced. Elliot playing in Dallas adds years to your career, adds hundreds of yards to your number, because that
especially
offensive
that line,
well, that's
yeah.
what I'm saying. With that offensive line, it makes it almost foolproof.
Yeah, but it's not like you can just throw anybody back there and expect them to have the same numbers. You have to rely on the skill and ability of the running back as well. You can't say it's just the offensive line.
You don't believe if you take any running back in the NFL, I don't care who you name, starting running back in the NFL, and put him as the starting running back with the Dallas Cowboys, that they're going to do just as well? Almost
no.
as well.
Well, and that's the thing. They will, if you have them where they are right now, they'll have their numbers that they normally run, and then you put them with the O-line in Dallas, and yes, I think they will do better. But I think that you have to look at the capability of that running back as well, because once you get past the O-line, they're not doing you any favors anymore. You still have to break tackles. You still have to run people over. You still have to be able to hit that next gear and outrun corners and pray that some big linebacker doesn't get his paw on you. So you still have to be able to do that. And really, the O-line, what, that's 5-7 yards in front of you? Once you clear that, yards from scrimmage is all on you.
Yeah.
It makes it a lot easier when you have a big hole to run through.
Right. Well, and that's the biggest obstacle, is getting to that open field.
Right, but I don't want it to it sounds like when you're saying when you're talking this way, it's like, well, once you clear that obstacle, it's free reign from there. But no, I mean, if you're comparing one running back to the next, they're not going to have the same numbers behind the same O-line.
I forgot we were supposed to, and we are trying to get a hold of Mike Schultze as well. You know, Outback Bowl tickets just went on sale. And now's the time to get it before all that stuff happens. Mr. Mike Schultze, how are you, sir?
I'm doing great, Randy. How are you?
Not too bad. We're at that time. We're at the beginning of the football season. We're at the beginning of college and professionals. But we talk about this,
thank
Mike.
Goodness.
Every year we talk, don't wait. Buy your Outback Bowl tickets now.
That's right. Well, yeah, you're right. I mean, happy football season finally, right? I mean, it's just, thank goodness we got football back. Been waiting for this way too long, and it's so exciting. And I was glued to the TV last night watching college football. The first of 5 consecutive days of college football on TV. I'm like, this is all I want for the holiday right here. But yeah, you're right, Randy. I mean, we want, you know, Outback Bowl tickets are on sale. We're selling them. We've sold quite a few so far, and we're definitely encouraging people to get their plans made for New Year's Day in Tampa at the Outback Bowl. Get your tickets as soon as you can.
Collegiate football started, I guess it was last week. USF had their game. They're going to have their first home game this week. Are you guys already starting the game plan, starting to look at teams to start that preparation?
Well, you know, it's really hard to do, you know, because so much dictates, you know, how everybody does through the season, who ends up going to the playoffs and so forth. So we really just, you know, we certainly look at possibilities of saying, you know, this team should probably be good enough to be considered this year, looking at their schedule, those types of things. And you sort of have a little bit of an idea of what teams might be available to us at the end of the year that win 9 or 10 games and could be sitting there as a possibility for us. But, you know, until they play the games, you just don't know. And that's really the fun of it all. And so we just, you know, we really just sort of enjoy the journey and, you know, let's see what happens from week to week.
You know, Mike, I ask the players this a lot of times, and I ask fighters this. You know, can you watch as a fan, or do you watch, you know, because it's the job and, you know, you're looking for angles of fights or you're looking for, you know, positions of players? You know, when you guys are over there running the Outback Bowl, can you watch a game as a fan, or are you always thinking, like you just kind of said, could, should, would?
Well, if my wife's in the room, then I definitely it's a job. It's why I have to watch. Because you really watch as a fan, I think, more than anything. But then you do sort of have in the back of your mind, you know, it's like, oh, this is interesting. You know, if this team wins, or say a team is getting ready to get upset, and you're like thinking, well, you know, I wonder how that might affect, you know, down the road here in a few weeks, you know, whether this team might be available or whatever. So, you know, you do sort of think about it a little bit, but mostly I think you just watch as a fan and you see, you know, you sort of see the season unfold, because there's always going to be teams that, you know, people thought were going to be maybe better than they are, how they end up. And in other cases where teams that, you know, folks didn't really have a lot of confidence in them having, you know, like this wasn't necessarily their year, but it turns out maybe it was their year and a little bit earlier than everybody thought. So, you just sort of, you know, I used to look at games, and I've had situations where there was a team where, you know, they lost early to another team who had not been very good at all the year before. And, you know, and I was like, gosh, you know, that's really not going to help their chances of them maybe being available for us at the end of the year. So I was a little bit disappointed. Well, come to find out by the end of the year, the team that beat them, well, we ended up having them in our game because, you know, we had no idea that they were going to be that good that year. So if they hadn't won that game, they wouldn't have been in our game.
They wouldn't have been there. Mike, it was my fault. I waited too late to call you. We are out of time. Let's get you back on next week so we can talk more about Outback Bowl and tickets now being available.
That sounds great. I look forward to it, Randy. Have a great week.
Zephyr Hills.
You as well. That's Mike Schulte from the Outback Bowl.